All right, Shalom, brothers and sisters. This is a lesson, but also going into the holy day Nicanor, which is the commemoration of when Judas Maccabees and his brethren defeated Nicanor, who is also known as the master of the elephants. You had the Greeks that was putting hell on the Israelites, had the Israelites in the captivity, and the destruction of Nicanor is written in the book of First Maccabees, and we're going to read that. We're going to go into it. This holy day is a day to feast. It's also a day of gift giving, and it also goes into the time of Purim, which is tomorrow. So we're just going to read the scriptures, and I'm going to just read a little bit, and this is just giving a more information of our heritage, our holy days that we have to do our best to keep. You know, the Lord told us that his laws aren't grievous. So here we go. This is the book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 7, and we'll start at verse 22, and it reads, "And unto him resorted all such as troubled the people, who, after they had gotten the land of Judah into their power, did much hurt in Israel. Now when Judas saw all the mischief that Alcimus and his company had done among the Israelites, even among the heathen, he went out into all the coast of Judea round about, and took vengeance on them that he had revolted from them, so that they durst no more go forth into the country. On the other side, when Alcimus saw that Judas and his company had gotten the upper hand, he knew that he was not able to abide their force. He went again to the king and said all the worst of them that he could. Then the king sent Nicanor, one of his honorable princes, a man that bare deadly hate unto Israel, with commandment to destroy the people. So Nicanor came to Jerusalem with a great force, and sent unto Judas and his brethren deceitfully with friendly words, saying, let there be no battle between me and you. I will come with a few men, and I may see you in peace. He came unto Judas, and it says, and they saluted one another peaceably. Howbeit, the enemies were prepared to take away Judas and by violence. So this scripture is letting us know that the heathens, they use smooth words. The Bible tells us that the words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart.
Right.
The words of his mouth were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. So the Bible tells us that this devil, he uses smooth words. He uses words that come off very nice. They're very eloquent. They don't cuss a lot of times, but in their heart, they have warfare. Their minds, which is their heart, is they devise mischief. So just like you can bring it up to speed with that jab, they tell people that it's going to be used to heal them and help them, and they're going to be able to get back into order, but that's not the case, because a lot of people are dying from it. So we're going to continue. It says, let's see. Okay, here we go. This is the book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 7, and we'll start at 30. It says, now thing that which thing after it was known to Judas, to wit, that he came unto him with deceit, he was sore afraid of him, and he would see that his face no more. Nicanor also, when he saw that his counsel was discovered, went out to fight against Judas beside Caparsalam. It says, where there were slain of Nicanor's side about 5,000 men, and the rest fled into the city of David. After this, when Nicanor up to Mount Sion, and there came out of the sanctuary certain of the priests and certain of the elders of the people to salute him peaceably and to show him the burnt sacrifice that was offered to the king. But he mocked them and laughed at them and abused them shamefully and spake proudly and sware into his wrath, saying, unless Judas and his host be now delivered into my hands, if ever I come again in safety, I will burn up this house. And with that, he went out in a great rage. Then the priest entered in and stood before the altar in the temple, weeping and saying, thou, O Lord, this choose this house to be called by thy name and to be a house of prayer and petition for thy people. Be avenged of this man and his host, and to let them fall by the sword. Remember their blasphemies and suffer them not to continue any longer. So Nicanor went out of Jerusalem and pitched his tents in Beth Horon, where an host out of Syria met him. But Judas pitched in Adasa with 3,000 men, and there he prayed, saying, O Lord, when they were sent from the king of Assyrians, blasphemed thine angel, went out and smote 185,000 of them. Even so, thou that host before Salakia, let me read that again. It says, even so, because thou this host before us this day, that the rest may know that he hath spoken blasphemously against thy sanctuary, and judge thou him according to his wickedness. So the 13th day of the month Adar, the host joined battle, but Nicanor's host was discomforted, and be himself was first slain in the battle. And when Nicanor's host saw that he was slain, they cast away their weapons and fled. And they pursued after them a day's journey from Adasa, from Gazara, sounding alarm after them with their trumpets, whereupon they came forth out of the towns of Judea round about and closed them in, so that they, turning back upon them that pursued them, were all slain with the sword, and not one of them was left. Afterwards, they took the spoils and prey and smote off Nicanor's head and his right hand, which he stretched out so proudly, and brought them away and hanged them up toward Jerusalem. For this caused the people rejoice greatly, and they kept that day a day of great gladness, because they ordained to keep yearly this day, being the 13th of Adar. Thus the land of Judah was at rest a little while. So this is the account of the defeat of Nicanor, who pursued and basically plotted against the Israelites. And the Lord delivered the enemies of Israel into their hands. So this is a holy convocation where we're to honor our holy days. You know, the Lord have given us holy days. This devil, he have taught us holidays, which are contrary against the law, statutes, and commandments. The holy days are biblical, and you Negroes, Latinos, and Native Americans, we're to do our best to rehearse the righteous acts, as the scriptures tell us. You know, we're gonna make mistakes. We might have, a difference in days, whether it be the Shabbats or the new moons, festivals and feasts, but the Lord told us we're not supposed to judge one another based off of that. The Lord, he knows our heart. He know that we're returning. He know that we've been in a long slumber, and we have to do our best to keep the law, statutes, and commandments accordingly, because the Lord told us if we love him, we have to keep his commandments. So you can go into the book of First Maccabees, chapter 7, and you can also go into 2 Maccabees chapter 15, verse 20, and we'll go to that right quick. So we're going to go into the book of 2 Maccabees, chapter 15, and we'll start at verse 20. Let's see. It says, "And now, when as all look that established that should be the trial, and the enemies were already come near, and the army was set in array, and the beasts conveniently placed, and the horsemen at in wings, Maccabeus, seeing the coming of the multitude, and the diverse preparations of armor, and the fierceness of the beast, stretched out his hand toward heaven and called upon the Lord that worked wonders, knowing that victory cometh not by arms, but even as it seemeth good to him, he giveth it to such as are worthy. Therefore, in his prayer, he said after this manner, O Lord, thou didst send thine angel in the time of Ezekias, king of Judea, and did slay in the host of Sennacherib, an 185,000. Wherefore, now also, O Lord of heaven, send a good angel before us for a fear and dread upon them, and through the might of thine arm, let those be stricken with terror that come against thy holy people to blaspheme." And he ended thus, "Then Nicanor and they that were with him came forward with trumpets and songs. But Judas and his company encountered the enemies with invocation and prayer. See that fighting with their hands and praying unto Yahweh with their hearts, they slew no less than 35,000 men, for through the appearance of Yahweh, they were greatly cheered. Now, when the battle was done, returning again with joy, they knew that Nicanor lay dead in his harness. Then they made a great shout and a noise, praising the Almighty in their own language. And Judas, who was ever the chief defender of the citizens, both in body and mind, and who continued to love toward his countrymen all his life, commanded to strike off Nicanor's head and his hand with his shoulder and bring them to Jerusalem. So then he was there and had called them of his nation together and set the priest before the altar. He sent for them that were of the tower, and showed them vile Nicanor's head, and the hand of that blasphemer, which with proud brags had stretched out against the holy temple of the Almighty. And when he had cut off the tongue of that ungodly Nicanor, he commanded that they should give it by pieces unto the fowls, and hang up the reward of his madness before the temple. So every man prays toward the heaven, the glorious Lord, saying, blessed be he that hath kept his own place undefiled. He hanged also Nicanor's head upon the tower, an evident and manifest sign unto all of the help of the Lord. And they ordain all with a common decree, in no case to let the day pass without a solemnity, and to celebrate the 13th day of the 12th month, which in the Syrian tongue is called Adar, the day before Mordecai's day, which is the day of Purim, which is tomorrow, which will commemorate the time of the book of Esther, when the heathens try to make a decree to genocide all of the Jews, you know. So that goes into the the time of Purim, which is a holy day. It says, thus went it with Nicanor, and from that time forth the Hebrews had the city in their power. And here will I make an end, and if I had done well, as it fitting the story, it is that which I desired. But if slanderly and meanly, it is that which I could attain into. For it is hurtful to drink wine or water alone, and as wine mingled with water is pleasant and delighted the taste, even so speech finely framed delighted the ears of them that read the story, and there shall be an end. So that's going into the holy convocation, you know, which is a celebration of the destruction of Nicanor. Nicanor was a heathen, as we read, that plotted and wanted to destroy the Israelites, and the Lord, by his might, destroyed the heathen by using his people Israel. So I hope this quick lesson is edifying to you, brothers and sisters out there. We're in this time where we don't have an army, so our strength is in the word of Yahweh. You know, the Bible tells us that the word of the Lord is sharper than any two-edged sword. So the Lord is the one who's going to fight our battles. You know, we're in a land of our captivity. So our greatest strength is keeping these law, statutes, commandments, commemorating these high holy days that show the strength of the Lord, and by using his people Israel. So Shalom.